Brexiteer MPs could vote down target rifle ban in show of strength against Theresa May. By Oliver J.J. Lane on October 19, 2018. An amendment tacked onto the British Offensive Weapons Bill, which would draw 0.50 caliber rifles used by target shooting enthusiasts into the legislation, may be defeated by a group pro-Brexit parliamentarians as a show of force and warning to the Prime Minister over her cavalier attitude to delivering Brexit. As Theresa May's Brexit negotiations continue to unravel in the face of repeated concessions made to the European Union negotiating team with little to no concessions made in return, Brexiteers in Parliament may have to move to block a future vote, either to prevent a disadvantageous Brexit in name only, or to destabilize May's government ahead of a leadership challenge. Brexit rebels within the governing Conservative Party are keen to demonstrate their ability to derail legislation, according to claims published by Britain's left-wing Guardian newspaper, and plan to do so by blocking a minor amendment to the Offensive Weapons Bill 2017-19, which seeks to criminalize the small number of 0.50 caliber rifles in private hands in the United Kingdom. The dissenting MPs, it is claimed, are predominantly members of Jacob Rees-Mogg's pro-Brexit European research group. The rifles, which are frequently incorrectly cited as anti-material rifles by opponents, despite the fact that owning and using military ammunition is already strictly illegal for civilians in the United Kingdom, are typically owned and used by a small number of hobbyists and enthusiasts. It is this law-abiding and already highly regulated minority that critics say the new law will unfairly punish. The bill otherwise creates provisions to crack down on the sales of knives and acid in the United Kingdom, following 2 years of extreme violence which has seen Britain called the acid attack capital of the world, and London knife crime hit an all-time high. Critics of the supplementary changes say the law has been targeted by a small number of MPs as an opportunity to pass a ban. One written submission to Parliament, recorded in Hansard, notes numerous amendments from the same three MPs, Karen Smith, Louise Haig, Vicky Foxcroft, show a lack of comprehension of existing legislation and a negative focus against the target shooting fraternity. It seems to be a petty, jump-on-the-bandwagon approach in order to legislate further against a law-abiding group. The rifles are locked away when not in use and take great skill to operate effectively. They are large, heavy and cumbersome tools that have never been used in crime here. MPs appear to be citing the troubles in Northern Ireland as a valid incident of their use. However, this was not a legally held bolt-action target rifle. Illegal weapons used during the Troubles were smuggled in from abroad and not stolen from legal shooters. Police and government already know this but are targeting law-abiding shooters anyway, so they can appear to be tackling the spike in violent crime without actually targeting those committing it. There are just 129 privately owned, legal 0.50 caliber rifles in the United Kingdom. Addressing Parliament in June, Conservative MP Geoffrey Clifton Brown also emphasized that the firearms amendments to the anti-knives and acid law was penalizing law-abiding shooters without actually tackling crime. He said, "In this country, there are about 1 million firearms and shotgun certificate holders, who legally hold about 2 million weapons. They are some of the most law-abiding people in this country. Only 0.2% of all recorded crime is committed with legally held firearms. I seek to persuade the House and the ministers on the front bench that the proposal is wholly disproportionate, lacks an evidence base and penalizes a group of very law-abiding citizens." In a message to members, the Scottish Association for Country Sports said they had approached the Home Information for information about the proposed ban on 0.50 caliber rifles, and that the reasons given in public for the attempt to ban so far were a lot of shite. Oliver J.J. Lane is the editor of Breitbart London. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook.